First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And same, in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. You know that by only the mercy of the two gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, in this is an old age, even I'm going throughout whole world. And now so many devotees are coming. Also worried that I could not go to France, Germany,
Spain,
Italy,
Croatia
and all other countries in this present tour.
Sweden.
But for my next tour, I must go there. I will go there. So a program will be set up. That sometimes some year here, sometimes there, we will cover all. And we want to give the water that Swamiji has given me to waterize that the devotees who are now weakened and they want water, like creepers, trees, sprouts, so that they may be more stronger. And at the time of Swamiji, all were trying so much, they are level-based. At that time, or even teenage girls, like Vrindavan Vilasini, like Shyam Rani, oh, very teenage, very beautiful. So many, and they were working hard in
airports,
in seaport, in here, there, in hotels, everywhere. No care of their young age, nothing. Also, the boys, I think that so many are here. Very young, now they are becoming old, like he. What name, Prabhu? Rambhadra Prabhu. And so many. And all. At that time, they are very young. Very energetic, young. Even like 16 years, 17 years they were. And they were working hard. So in so many, couple of years, his mission was spread everywhere. Anyone coming to me here also, only this is the fruit of Swamiji preaching. His books, his everything. So, we beg his mercy. Now he will be very happy that again, same enthusiasm and
inspiration
is coming. Wherever I go, crowd like this, more than this, comes to here. They want to revive. Same thing. We want to help them as much as we can do. Now we have so many preachers. They can go everywhere. Where I cannot go. Sometimes I may go. And sometimes they will go and preach. I want more, and more are coming. I'm very happy that two things Swamiji told, that my right hand and left hand in his preaching, what? Book distribution, publishing and distribution, and Nagar Sankirtan. Again we are going to do. So many books, lakhs and lakhs, about more than 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs rupees. We have published books, and even they want more, we are going to print them. Magazines also so much. Nagar Sankirtan again. I think that if any place nearby, oh, you should try to do time to time Nagar Sankirtan also. If nearby any town, you can go. Young, energetic boys and girls, they should go and preach. So you should not think you very weak, never weak. Now, today is Hera Panchami, very special day for Jagannath festival. It is more than Jagannath going to Sundarachal. For whom? Those who are elevated and high class of devotees. Knowing all these things, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, descended to this world? Why he came, you know? If you are not reading and hearing 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot know. Never. You will be cheated. So, you should try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Vaishnavas, elevated Vaishnavas. Don't think that some devotees are coming and telling that, oh, we should not read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. They can tell it in two ways. First, if they are quite ignorant. And some good devotees, they know everything. And they tell it, why? Oh, you should begin from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and thus you can go there. And thirdly, to cheat them. What to cheat them? Oh, what is in my hand? Can you tell what is in my hand? A curiosity comes to know. So if anyone tell that don't read Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, then this curiosity will come automatically. What is there? I should know. So to increase their curiosity to read Srimad Bhagavat and to hear, oh, they do like this. They know all these things. Then that is why they do. Once in my village there was a devotee. He used to go to Ganges bath daily. And if anyone telling him, oh, Ram Ram, then he becomes very furious and taking his stick and he wanted to beat him, anyone. Why he used to do? And all the boys of all the villages in the way, oh, Ram Ram, and he used to do like this and run after them. Why he used to do? Oh, they will tell Ram Ram. And that is why he was like a fun. So if anyone telling that you should not read Bhagavatam, so there should be a curiosity to know what is inside. There must be some jewel.
Just like so many person is telling, don't go to Sri Narayana, don't listen him. So they are making curiosity to come to you.
Very good. Thank you. So in this way, no harm. But without reading and hearing, especially without hearing 10th canto, you cannot decide your aim and your objective, your life and devotion. Never. A greed may come by hearing 10th canto. Oh, Mother Yashoda, loving Krishna. Oh, how? He bent a divide Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his love and affection. Sometimes, oh, cowherd boys with Krishna playing. Oh, Krishna was life and soul of all the cowherd boy. Without playing with Krishna, oh, they cannot live. They will die. For a moment, if was Krishna hiding himself behind a tree, oh, where Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? So a greed may come by hearing this. For friendship. And if you will hear most elevated thing in Srimad Bhagavatam, the service of gopis to Krishna, especially Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, and all other things. Oh, you can know. Oh, this is the aim and object of a very high, pure devotee. A greed may come. Without reading and knowing Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing is there. So 1 to 9 canto, what? One need to make a platform for this. To remove your unwanted things, your offenses, your worldly requirements and attachment. And then you should come in 10th Bhagavata. You should read. And then you should decide how to attain these things. How to? And then you should go to 11th canto. This is process. But even more easy process where? In the essence of Srimad Bhagavati Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will have to go Chaitanya Charitamrita or the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami and others. Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur Srinivas and all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I think that all the essence are Chaitanya Charitamrita in very easy language and in easy words. It has been told. So we must know all these things. If you want to be very pure, high class of devotee, you must know. Otherwise, only book distribution will not do. Nagar Sankirtan will not do. Oh, why Nagar Sankirtan? Mahaprabhu brought to this world. Oh, you will have to know. To give Gopi Prem only. And why book distribution? What nectar is there in these books? You should read first. Have faith and realize something. And then your life will be successful. Not only distributing. Never. So you should know all these things. So Swamiji has written all these things in his books. Oh, only book distribution will not do. Oh, go through very deep and realize the nectar what is behind this. He has written so many things. And he compiled first book, Krishna book, 10th canto. You know. And what is there? Everything is there completely. And he has instructed there that, you should know all these things. The behavior, the service, pure service of gopis to Krishna. You should know all these things. Otherwise, you will be always lusty. Always lusty. To avoid lust, we should read 10th canto. He has cleared it in his books. We read it all in wells and here and there. So you should have a strong faith in this. He has written so many things about this. He has also given a letter to his disciple. He was very lusty. And he asked, I'm very lusty, what to do? And then he told, you should read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And Ras Leela especially. Then this lust will come and this real test of transcendental lust will come to Krishna. And that is not called lust, that is called prem. Without reading, without hearing, how you can realize all these things? So you should realize all these things. Now we are coming on our subject. Today, Hera Panchami. Oh, can you explain in brief? You. In brief, without seeing book? Oh, that side. Come with Subhadra and Baladev. So what is secret? Nothing is secret. So it is okay. But why she become furious?
Why she became furious? Because he said he would return after a few days, and now he was gone for such a long time, performing his pastimes in Vrindavan. So now she became very angry, and seeing this...
Why became angry? Why became angry? Why became angry? What?
Because Jagannath had become indifferent to her and was meeting with others, so she felt neglected and she became angry over this.
Because, for a moment, you should know Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, and Kurukshetra. There are three places. First, you should know what is Jagannath Puri. There, Jagannath Puri, he is son of Vasudev and Devaki. Never float in his hands. No peacock feather. And he cannot address Nanda Baba, father, and Yashoda Maiya, mother. He will forget here. He will have to forget gopis. Only he can think anything in his heart, but by turn, he will not tell any of his queens, Satyabhama, Rukmini, and others, that I love gopis more than you. Can he? Can he tell? Never. If he is telling like this, what will happen? No? They will be in sulky mood. They will not try to speak with Krishna. A very big problem will be there. Very big. So Jagannath Puri is Dwarka. Here all the Jadubanshi are there. Krishna playing with all the queens there. Here, Rukmini is like Bimala Devi. You know Bimala Devi there in Jagannath temple. He is like that. Also Lakshmi Devi is there in Dwarka. Who is Lakshmi? All the queens are Lakshmi there. Especially Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. So there is there. No gopi there in Jagannath temple or in Jagannath Puri. Never. They cannot be there. So it is Dwarka Puri. And what is Kurukshetra? Kurukshetra Krishna coming from Dwarka, so it is like a Dwarka Leela. But some speciality there. What? That Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya and all gopis, Radha, Vishakha, Lalita and all are coming there and meeting with Krishna. But there is so much opulence. And in Vrindavan, what is there? Always gopis are with Krishna in Vrindavan, playing always. So Dwarka, Jagannath temple and whole No, no. Jagannathpuri is like Dwarka. Very affluence there. Dwarka is a place of affluence. So she thinks, oh, Lakshmi Devi, he has so much affluence. Why, like a Dwarkadhish Krishna, he should go to poor place, like when anywhere. But Krishna has not told that I am going to Vrindavan. Never he told. He cheated Lakshmi Devi. What? Oh, 4 years I am here. I took so much bath. My motion became loose. Cold caught me. And now, being here, I am now so much perplexed anyhow. Perplexed? Okay. And now I want to take free air. So I want to go somewhere in any forest to take my breath and to be refreshed, he told. And then he played a trick so that Lakshmi should not know this fact, that I am going alone there. And I will run to Vrindavan if I am going alone. So to cheat Lakshmi Devi, he took his Baladev Prabhu brother and sister, also Subhadra. What thing? Oh, I will take them. Yashoda Maiya knows them. Rohini also knows. So I will keep them in the in Yashoda Maiya. And I will go to where? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj, Govardhan, where all very beautiful kunds are there, groves are there. I will play with all gopis. Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra will be with Rohini, Yashoda Maiya, and they will take their meals and very happy there. And I will go there and play. Anyone cannot know. So he took his brother Baladev Prabhu and brought them Baladev and his sister Subhadra Devi and went. He did not told anything that I am going where, but he at once ran away to where? Oh, in Vrindavan. Sundarachal, that is Gundika Mandir, is known as Vrindavan. In the light of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, before Mahaprabhu, they never knew all these things. So now they are knowing that it is Vrindavan. You know something more here. Krishna has told, Vrindavanam pratyajya pad ekam na gachami ar gachati. Krishna never gives up Vrindavan, always in Vrindavan. Radhika? What to Radhika? Oh, for Radhika he never goes out of Vrindavan. Only for Radhika. So Radha and Krishna both, they don't walk anywhere other than Vrindavan. Always they are. Who went to Kurukshetra? Who went to Krishna? Radhika cannot go, never. So who will go? Sanyogini Radhika. Manifestation of Radhika will go. Vishwabhanu Nandini. Not directly Radhika. He will be always in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, in Vrindavan. That if Radha and Krishna always together in Vrindavan, then why separation? Mood of Radhika, that he is feeling so much separation from Krishna and always weeping for Krishna. Sometimes she becomes so much absorbed in Krishna, love and affection and separation, that even seeing a tamal tree, he seems, oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, oh, now you are here. And quarreling with her, doing man, anger with her, Krishna. and sometimes embracing tamal tree like Krishna. So, how there will be separation mode there? So in Vrindavan, no separation. But there is something where in Nandagaon, or Rashi is there also. Prem Saroor also there. Oh, they filled so much meeting there. Very much, so much excessive ananda, ananda. But who is in separation mood in Nandagaon? Who met with?
Uddhav.
And Uddhav then did bandana. Bande nanda brajai strinang padrainum afikshansa jasang hari kathod git punad bhonar. I prayed the lotus dust of the gopis forever of any gopi of Nandagaon. Oh, their harikatha from their mouth coming in the separation mood. It's purify whole world, whole universe. And what he had told more? Asamaho charanareni jusamaham syam. Vrindavane kimap gulmalatausadhinam jahdustajang sajan arjapathancha hitva veje mukanda padamim. What is the meaning? Only meaning?
In this very famous verse, Uddhavji is thinking that all the prema of the gopis of Vrindavan is so high. If only I could get a touch of their foot dust, then I might be able to realize something about the meaning of Krishna praying. But alas, the gopis, they'll never give me their foot dust. So I pray that I can just become a grass, a herb, or a creeper in Vrindavan. So when the gopis are wandering in the forest, they may step on me, and I may get the touch of their foot dust. Their praying is so high. They have left everything, and all hopes of happiness in this life and in future lives. Why? Only to give satisfaction to Krishna. They have given up all Veda Dharma. But there is no necessity of them to follow the Vedas. Why? The Vedas themselves are following the gopis. Even they aspire after a praying like this.
So, who is in separation mood in Nandagaon? That Uddhav is hearing from their mouth, what? Separation mood, high class of separation mood. And he prays good. Who is Radhika there? Yogini. One manifestation of Vrishabhanunandini Radhika. Vrishabhanunandini Radhika has no separation mood at all with Krishna, mixed.
Always mixed.
Always what? Embraced. Both. Each other. So that is Vrishabhanandini. In Nandagaon, who? Biyogini Radhika, manifestor of her. And in Kurukshetra, who? Sanjogini. You cannot know all these things deeply if you are not always in association of high class of Vaishnava. So Mahaprabhu here, bringing Biyogini Radhika, in Kurukshetra, not Vrishabhanandini. She cannot come here. Never he cannot come. If Krishna will weep so much, even she cannot give up Vrindavan, Radhakand. Who? Vrishabhanandini. Who will come here? Biyogini will not also come. He cannot give up Vrindavan, Nandagaon. Only Sanjogini will come. So Sanjogini, Mahaprabhu, being Sanjogini there, and he's pulling on cord Krishna. From where? To temple. To Dwarkapuri. And to Vrindavan.
Bujha.
कुछ चिंता करो तुम और अब इससे अधिक अब मैं क्या कर सकता हूँ व्हाट कैन आई टेल मोर देन दिस नेवर एनीवन कैन आई टेल देन कम हियर देन लक्ष्मी केम with her associates, very much decorated with golden ornaments and everything, and golden palanquin, and with beating drums and musicians, and with dancing girl. Who were they? Seva Dasi. And she came on the gate of Singhadwar. And there this dialogue was going. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in a very easy stage there and hearing all these things. Then he asked, you should go now. Khele Rati Dine Lakshmi Sange Nahi Loye Ki Karane. Why he did not took Lakshmi Devi? And you have told, if Lakshmi wanted to come to Vrindavan, oh, Lakshmi cannot. He is not qualified for this. Even Satyabhama Rukmini were not qualified to come to Vrindavan. That is why they never came. What harm if Radhika and all gopis comes to Dwarka? What harm? What harm? So much harm. What? They cannot be satisfied there. Because they will see, what see? Oh, Rukmini, Satyabhama, all are with Krishna. And Krishna, they cannot give up them. Sometimes, oh, their sons will come in the lap of Krishna. And Srimati Radhika, what to do? So she will never go there. Never and never and never. So how, if Chandra, she is not going, how this Lakshmi will go there? She cannot go. He did austerities in Belban, in Vrindavan. Oh, lakhs and lakhs, thousands of years, thousands of years. Then Krishna came and told, why you are doing so? I want to have a broom from you. What broom you want? I want to... Boon. No. Want a boon? Oh, please take my meanings only, not my poor English. Otherwise, I will not speak anything. My English is lame and very poor. Anyhow, you can take essence. So here, what I was telling?
Wants a boon.
Then she told that I want to join in Rosh. Oh, it is absurd. You cannot. Why? Oh, why I'm telling? That after this birth, you will have to take birth in the womb of any gopi Vrindavan. And you will have to marry any gopi. And then you will associate with Nitya Siddha Gopi. And after purification, you can join. Otherwise, any gopi coming from the womb of gopi but having some children with their husband, they are even unqualified. So any gopi who are in Ross, they have never any child, nothing to do with their husband. Their husband have never seen them. Only they can see their
shadows.
Not even. They cannot. Jogmaya have arranged everything, saving all the gopis' life. So, how you can go? Oh, you have to give up this Brahmin body and chastity in Narayan. And you can cheat your husband Parakya. And then in gopi shape, you can come. He told, how I can give up my husband Narayan? I cannot give up. And I cannot give up my chastity. I cannot be married to any gop. Then Krishna told her, wait, and when this will be done, then you can. So still he is doing but he is not qualified. So, but you want all. But it is so very high. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very merciful. And he descended to give these things. Very precious. More than anything. It is very hard for Narad even and Lakshmi and all others. Shankar and all others. What to tell others? But, if there is greed, pure greed, to be like that, to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, and to serve in Ras, it is very good fortune. You are very fortunate. If a greed is there, even like a dog, you know, waiting on the shop of Rasagulla and Malai. And he's sitting and looking. Like rush is coming.
Saliva dropping down sometimes.
And anyone comes and purchases Rasagulla and took Rasagulla in his mouth. And he was testing. And the leaf cup he thrown out. And dog what? Jumping. And began to... So, if you have that kind of very high class of greed, then any way will come. Where there is will, there is will. Way. So, way must come. And who will give? Krishna himself in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he will send his devotees. Sri Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Avadh Gurudev, Swami Ji.
Gurudev Ki.
So this is the aim and object of our life. And especially myself coming, I want to give you a little bit of this greed. I have not come for Vaidhi Bhakti that I should go. So many persons are coming from India, then they are giving. You should, Sarva Jagannath Dev Subhadra. You should don't read Srimad Bhagavat 10th Canto. I have not come for this. Never. So I have come only in the line of Rupa Goswami, in my line of my Guru Dev Srila Prabhupada and my Shiksha Guru. This is our main aim and object of our life. And if anyone is not have no greed or anything, they will hear. I know that they are sleeping and they will sleep forever. Anyone. Though we will have no greed, no interest, they must sleep like camels and dogs and hawks and pigs, and especially like donkeys. They will. So they will have no taste. I have come only for them, those who have some greed for this. And even to give this greed, though that same may be advance in Krishna Mahaprabhu, this line. So I have come for this. And that is why he is telling. Then go on more.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu...
Hearing all these things, Srivas Pandit began to laugh very loudly. He, 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 ho. Very good. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much absorbed in these modes. He was silent, and Srivas Pandit began to laugh so much. He began to tell to Damodar, "Oh, you don't know anything. Never you don't know. Are you seeing the appearance of my Lakshmi Devi, Aradhya Devi, golden palanquin, and all his sakhis are like commander-in-chief, decorated by everything, all gold ornaments and everything. In Vrindavan, nothing is there. They can make any
garland,
but only flowers.
Nothing else.
Nothing, no diamond, no gold, nothing.
Not
real, no. There is no golden palanquin. Is there anyone? Never. Only bullock cart. Of what? Wood and bamboo. Nothing is there. And here? Oh, there is only flowers. Oh, some cows are there giving milk. Nothing is there. Forests are there. And what? Krishna can graze only cows. He cannot have anything. No throne to sit.
No shoes.
Oh, no shoes, no umbrella, even. Empty feet.
Empty.
And he will have to go to cows. If he is not doing, then his father may chastise him. So he has to do. And he was Srinivas Pandit. And he told Suni Lakshmi Devi Mane Hailas, "Oh, why this Krishna, my husband?" Lakshmi Devi here meant Satyabhama Chandravali or like these all. They are thinking that why my husband, he is always sitting on golden throne, or with so much military commander-in-chiefs here, so many beautiful wives, queens here, so many daughters and sons. Each wife has 10 sons and one daughter. Like this, in Dwarkadhish. So why Krishna went there? Why? So he became angry. We have seen in our also boyhood something like this. If mother is giving very sweet thing, anything, and we want don't want in this and we want another thing, then mother used to give a slap. So in this, Lakshmi is very unhappy. And then he becomes so angry. And he tries hard. He invited his husband to make in her control. By how? By quarreling and invading him. And thus to defeat him and to bring. Here, Mahaprabhu is also somewhat smiling and telling that, Srivas Pandit is of Narad Swabhav.
Nature of Narad.
He always glorifies Narayan and Lakshmi, Dwarkadhish always. So, he telling, Damodar is Shuddha Brajavasi. And he is glorifying gopis. Srivas cannot. In this world also universe, almost all will glorify Lakshmi. Very, very few, very rare will glorify gopis and Krishna. Even in India also, there are some groups that tell that Srimad Bhagavat is not evidence. Never. It was not compiled by Vyasadeva. Anyone has done it. Very bogus thing. And there are bogus things in that gopi love and affection. they cancel all these, they reject all these things. There are so many. But it is for high class of devotees. So, then Sarup began to tell, "Oh, Srinivas, you don't remember that the flowers in Vrindavan, the trees are what? Kalpa Vriksha.
Desire tree.
They can give lakhs and lakhs, whole thing, golden,
palanquin,
everything. If they will wish, anyone desire their like desire tree, they can give. But what gopis do? They does. What they do? Only to decorate their hairs. You know, the Nupur of the gopis. What they are?
Made of Chintamani.
Chintamani. What is Chintamani? Desire stone. But gopi never use for that. What? Only to make some sweet sound to dance with Krishna. They don't use all these things. Cows, what are they?
Kamdhenu
means? Not only milk. The milk of desire, anything you will want, they can give. But any gop or Krishna and gopis, they don't want anything from these cows. Only milk, butter and so many things. So you should not know, you don't know all these things. Because you have not gone to their Vrindavan Braja, and you know, don't know anything of ABCD of Vrindavan. The flowers are what flowers? More than Parijat. Parijat, you know?
Flowers of heavenly flowers. Planet.
They never become
doom.
Never. Multi-pushpa.
Always
fragrant. So all the flowers like this. They can give anything. So you don't remember. And then he told, Shriya Kanta, Kanta, Parama Purusha, everything that is written there, you can read there. Now time is over. We will meet tomorrow and we will explain all these things. So, when he heard, he was changed. And then he became like Madhumangal in Braja. That mood came. And then he remembered all these things. And then he became to dance like so. And then Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he went to Gundicha, not Gundicha Mardin, but Jagannath garden. And here he was singing and dancing in so much being in observed in Krishna prema. All the devotees were tired now, whole day long doing kirtan and chanting. And then Sarup Damodar, with a trick he told that all we are tired. And now you should stop your dancing. And Jagannath Dev has sent so many prasadam. Oh, very beautiful, very sweet prasadam. What? Anna dal, tarkari, puri, kachauri, lebi, pita, panans, all kinds of varieties. And then they began to, Mahaprabhu himself began to
distribute.
But Sarup Damodar told that all were waiting for you. If you are not taking anyone, then he sat down and began to test, and all began to hurry bowl, go. Thank you. Gaur Pramanande. Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunumilitam.